When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Boomer Esiason this week is brought to you by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery and expert HVAC services at McFarlandEnergy.com, by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, by Town Fair Tire for the best prices on tires. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And by your New England Kubota tractor dealers. Hey, Boomer.
Hey, good morning. How's it going on this winning Monday?
Well, we're here after a win, so, I mean, maybe a little rain outside, but other than that, it looks sunny here at Gillette Stadium.
You know what? I'll tell you what. 2 out of the last 3, they've won. Yesterday was an absolute beatdown of a rookie quarterback. I actually felt sorry for Caleb Williams. Looked like he had no idea what he was doing, couldn't handle the weather, couldn't handle the blitz. And I have to say, you know, if you ask me, the Patriots played to the weaknesses of the Bears, and the Bears never, ever had an answer. And that shows you that there is a difference in coaching in this league. It may be slight, but when you're in the midst of a bad game, like the Bears were yesterday, and not do anything about it, not adjust, not help the quarterback out in any way, and actually have his ass getting kicked, I wonder if those coaches are going to be around there very much longer after the season is over.
Well, speaking of rookie quarterbacks, we found out during the game that Drake May asked this week to address the team, give a little rah-rah to the offense. You like that when you hear that about this guy?
Yeah, I do. I mean, the same thing with Caleb Williams. He did the same thing earlier in the season. So, I mean, these guys are figuring out how to lead in the NFL. The one thing I would say is that you lead with your actions, and I've said this before to you guys, the one thing about Drake May that coming out of the combine, at least everybody really felt comfortable with, is that his preparation and his love of football was going to be paramount. While maybe some other guys in this draft and maybe in next year's draft are more worried about the trappings of the position and all the things that you get to enjoy because you are so popular and so good. Drake May seems to be the opposite of that. And I think that that is a good thing. I think that's growth. I would say that both players yesterday had their moments, but Drake had more of those moments. And the thing that I love more than anything, look, the Patriots season's not going anywhere. You should be putting him in every position you possibly can to see what he can handle, what he can't handle. And right now it seems like he can handle most of it. But I like the end of the first half. I mean, like, they went for points. And that was a good thing. I mean, like, why wouldn't you? And I would say that there seems to be a growing confidence in the building.
Boomer, it did seem like while Drake is on the way up, Caleb looked frustrated on the sideline. His body language looked off. When you look at the rookie quarterback class from this past season, who would you put at the top at this part of the season, and who's a big disappointment?
Well, I think Jaden Daniels, number one. Now, I will say that Caleb Williams can do this. He had a 3-game winning streak prior to this 3-game losing streak. And he's hit maybe a little bit of the proverbial rookie wall. I think all 3 are going to be really good players for hopefully a long time. I really do. But right now I would have to say Jaden Daniels, just simply because his team, you know, is winning. And even though they lost yesterday at the end of the game to Pittsburgh, they're still very much in the mix for a playoff run. He probably will win Offensive Rookie of the Year. So I would have to say he would be number one. I would probably put Drake number two right now, just based on what we saw yesterday. And then, of course, Caleb Williams is struggling mightily right now.
Boomer, one of the things that, you know, when you look at Drake May that really impresses me is the fact that he's not a repeat offender when it comes to making mistakes. You played the position before. How difficult is it for you, especially a young quarterback, to not get caught in the trap and be thinking about the mistake you just made that ultimately carries on to the next play and maybe the next play and the next play?
Yeah, you got to have lizard skin. There's no question about it in a lot of ways. I mean, because of where we are now with social media and everything else, they have to deal with all of this outside criticism when they don't play well. This is a bust of a draft pick. And so on and so forth. We didn't have to deal with that back in the day. So I would say, from that standpoint, just watching him and understanding that, you know, a bad play is going to be made, but he'll come back and he'll rectify that maybe on the next series or won't do the same mistake in the same game is a very, very key characteristic for all these quarterbacks. You know, I'm watching guys yesterday that are going around, you know, the wheel for the third time, like Sam Darnold, just still hasn't figured it out. I mean, like, you thought maybe all of a sudden he was going to be the guy that was going to lead the Minnesota Vikings. Now, they won yesterday in what was had to be the ugliest game by both teams, 12-7 against Jacksonville. But Sam has taken a major step back again. He threw three interceptions yesterday. And is the key to all these games is to limit your mistakes. So hopefully Drake has that thing inside of him that makes him aware of a mistake when it's made and makes him better because of it as opposed to worse because of it.
Jerod Mayo will be with us in about an hour, a little over the midpoint of the season. What grade do you give him?
Well, I think it started out great with the win at the Bengals, and then they got trapped in that whole, like, Drake May, should he play, shouldn't he play? And, of course, Jacoby Brissett, should he play, shouldn't he play? And I know what Jerod was trying to do. He was trying to get his team to keep these games close. If he had to draw up the perfect game plan to win a game, it would have been yesterday. A lot of emphasis on the running game, probably due in large part to the wind. It looked like it was pretty windy there. So I think the elements may have forced them into a certain type of offense. But I would say winning two out of those last three and keeping this team playing hard and in the midst of trades and young players trying to find their way, you know, I'd probably give them an overall C+ because I think it's been more positive than negative, even though the record may not reflect that.
Yeah, sign me up for C+ anytime, Boomer. That's great.
It takes time, man. I'm telling you, it just takes time.
Believe me, we were F- about 2 weeks ago, so I'll take it.
Yes.
Speaking of F-, the Jets. I don't even know where you go from here. What's the next step to figuring out if and what the future is with the Jets, and is there any chance Aaron Rodgers is back again next year under center?
I would say that's 50-50. I know a new coach is going to be coming in. Whether or not they bring in a new general manager, that's a whole other story. The interesting thing at the beginning of the year, if you would have sat down Joe Douglas, the GM, Robert Saleh, the head coach, and Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback, they all would have told you the same thing, that the determining factor for them to all be together next year would have been winning. And they're doing anything but that. And I got to tell you, watching the game yesterday, I swear to God, it reminded me of my 95 Jets. We were horrific, but we didn't spend any money on anybody. We had a terrible roster. We were in the midst of rebuilding, and ultimately Bill Parcells left New England to rebuild the rest of what was torn down after I left. But this team is the unmitigated disaster right now, and you know, they fired their coach 4 weeks ago. They're 1-4, I believe, with their new interim coach, Jeff Ulbricht, who looks like he's in way over his head. And I think if I had to really guess, I feel like after what Russell Wilson said yesterday, I don't know if you guys heard this. So they pick up Smith, from the wide receiver from the Jets, in a trade right before this week's game against Washington. And Russell Wilson was saying just how happy he was to be in Pittsburgh. That tells me that the life has been sucked out of the franchise down here in New York. And it must be because of one person, and that has to be Aaron Rodgers. It has to be. He is the most significant figure that this team has had, maybe in its history, since Joe Namath. And the life has been sucked out of the franchise. So I put most of the blame, I would think, at his feet. And it's unfortunate that he's going to have to deal with a lot of criticism. And I think the McAfee show every week is really going to fall on deaf ears when it comes to Jet fans now.
When we all caught up with Mac Jones yesterday, he was doing what he was doing when we last saw him and throwing costly interceptions. What's the future?
Disaster. What a disaster. I mean, at the end of that game, yes, it was a disaster. I mean, I couldn't believe that they had so many turnovers in such a short period of time.
Doug Peterson did not want to answer any questions about that with the media. Said so we wouldn't understand.
Is the future bright anywhere for my guy Mac Jones, or is that over?
I don't know. You know, I was thinking about this. Seriously, there are two teams here in New York that are going to need new quarterbacks next year. And the question is, who are those quarterbacks going to be? I would say that the draft class, as we sit here right now, looks very, very thin. Does not look like there's many game changers at the quarterback position that can really get you excited. So that means they're going to start over, most likely with a new coach at the Jets. I don't know about the Giants. I still like Brian Daboll, but they're going to have a new quarterback as well. I mean, Daniel Jones just can't. There's something that's blocking Daniel Jones from understanding and seeing the field. And he's really in a really bad spot as a quarterback. He has lost all of his confidence. The team has lost confidence in him. And he is in quarterback hell, where he is just so locked up mentally that it's impossible to win games with him. So this is just a absolute S show, if you know what I mean, down here with New York football, and it's only going to get uglier as the season goes on.
Just one, Boomer. It's probably a weekly question at this point, but any scuttlebutt on Belichick's return? Are you hearing any teams have the inside track or where he would like to be if he returns next season?
I haven't heard one word. The one thing I can tell you is that when you do watch him, listen to who he criticizes. Because it's unlikely that the team that he is criticizing is the team that he is looking at going to. I would think he hasn't said much about the Cowboys. Doesn't seem to, you know, in any way, shape, or form, insult Jerry Jones or Mike McCarthy. He hasn't said much about the Jaguars, but then again, nobody else does either. I would say there's at least five teams that are going to be looking for new coaches, and the Bears may be one of those teams. I could actually see. I could either see him or Mike Vrabel standing on the sideline for the Bears next year as the head coach.
Boom. That's kind of where I was going with this, and I'm glad you bring that up. And I did see the Russell Wilson talking about the Mike Williams situation.
Yeah, Mike Williams. Mike Williams, right.
When you see the culture of these organizations, whether it be the Chicago Bears that probably going to have the same situation with another quarterback, you think of Jacksonville, you just brought up Dallas. What about a team, and this is your team, a team like Cincinnati, you know, where you have the talent and maybe there's been some roadblocks there, or even a team like Miami? What do you see of, like, potential teams opening up that we might not be thinking about right now but could potentially just be landing spots for Bill Belichick or just a new head coach in general?
Yeah, the Bengals are an interesting deal. You know, I played there for 10 years, Jermaine, and you know, they just don't jump to reactionary conclusions by the fan base. The fan base, I know, is still upset. I think that they still feel like they have a legitimate chance at a wild card. So, I don't see Bill Belichick going to work for Mike Brown. That's for sure. The Raiders are going to need a new coach. Jacksonville is going to want a new coach. I don't know if the Titans are going to be one and done with Callahan or not. You're looking at Dallas, you're looking at New Orleans now is open, and of course you got the Giants hanging out there by a thread and the Jets. So there's going to be more than enough opportunity for Bill to get a new job. I think it's got to be the right job, meaning that they have to have a young quarterback that is in place that he believes that he could win with. I don't think, as much as he loves the Giants and the Mara family, it would be inheriting a mess. And I think that they would probably keep the general manager and fire the coach if they decided to do that. So I look at teams like the Chicago Bears, maybe. I hate to say Jacksonville, but I would say Jacksonville. Maybe there's something there with Trevor Lawrence. I don't see the Raiders. I just don't see that happening. So I think you're pretty limited here. But for the most part, there are two teams that have pretty decent quarterbacks that maybe you could turn those franchises around in about a year.
Boomer, the Niners get a win, but that scuffle on the sideline, Debo, I know, apologizing for it after, but what do you think that does to a team if they've got stuff like that going on mid-game on the sideline?
Yeah, I hate that, man. I hope that Kyle Shanahan nips this thing in the bud because, you know, when you start pointing fingers and things are going wrong, and I love the fact that I... You know, that the long snapper is stepping up to Debo Samuel, of all people, saying, you know, hey, get your hand on my kicker's face. I kind of love the reaction from the long snapper. But, you know, that's an issue with a lot of players around the league. They all think it's somebody else's fault as opposed to thinking about their own importance on the team. And, you know, Debo's missed a number of games because he's been hurt. He got a huge contract, and acting that way is absolutely the worst possible situation that you can have on a sideline.
The question of the week for Boomer Esiason, presented by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery and expert HVAC services, at McFarlandEnergy.com. Roger Goodell seemed to indicate yesterday that there would be a 2025 game played in Dublin, Ireland. Are you a fan of Guinness or not, Boomer?
I am a 100% fan of Guinness. As a matter of fact, I've visited the Guinness factory at least 3 times in my life. Mm. That's how much I love it. And
the
storehouse
up top, that upstairs bar at the tippity top.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's great. So I will say this. Even though it was 2 bad teams in Germany, I mean, you cannot see just the euphoria and the excitement around American football overseas, especially in Europe. So I'm all for a game like that, as long as Dublin's going to pay and the players are going to make more money and the owners are going to make more money. Why wouldn't we be for that?
I would think the Patriots would be a prime target when it comes to that game, right? Because of the back and forth, you know, Ireland-Boston connection.
It'd be great. I think it would be great. Send the Patriots. I'm trying to think who they'll send over there.
Jaguars,
yeah, there you go. Patriots,
Jaguars, Steelers. Right.
Yes, Patriots, Steelers.
Just let it be a good game.
That would be great.
Yeah,
the Rooney's
Steelers.
Very good, yes.
Yeah. All right, Boomer, thanks. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, guys, have a good week. See ya.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Patriots get a good road win over the Bears. Final score 19-3. Drake May completed 15 of 25 passes for 184 yards, a touchdown. He had an interception on the day as well, but a good win overall. And we did question where Jelani Tavai was when he joined us for Patriots Friday. Wiggy nailed it, saying it sounded like he was near an ultrasound machine. He welcomed a daughter at 11:18 p.m. on Friday and then proceeded to go to Chicago to play in the game. Monday Night Football has the Dolphins at Rams, 8:15 kickoff. You can listen to that right here on EEI. And the Celtics beat the Bucks yesterday, 113-107. Jaylen Brown was back. He played 37 minutes, where he had 14 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 assists. But Jason Tatum led the way for the Seas with a double-double, 31 points and 12 rebounds. And the 99 would like to thank our active military and veterans for their service to our country with a Veterans Day special. All active military and veterans will receive a free lunch from a special menu with purchase of another entree today at all 99 restaurants.
That reminds me, we didn't get to the full explanation on this because it happened at the end of the show, but were you authorized to fire weapons in the tank on Friday at the end of the, were those duds?
That I was. I was authorized to fire.
I mean, you fired a couple mortar rounds.
Yeah.
Two rounds?
No, it was 1 round.
Okay.
Felt like 2, though, with the...
How many kills?
Kickback. Just a lot of damage. Sure. I don't know the exact number of kills, but it was a lot of damage.
You did a good job driving that thing.
Yeah, it was a good time, man. I can tell you, it was a good time. Very tight and a lot. The tool was pretty good. It was tight in the tank, but then they took me around the facilities, the tool. Yeah. The information that they have on all that stuff is really, really... It's amazing when you actually get to see that stuff up close in person.
I thought it was a little much when Wiggy arrived at 110 Grill and he said he just finished a tour.
Yeah. But listen, thanks to everybody who came out Friday morning at the American Heritage Museum. Thanks to all the veterans and all the listeners who brought their hero to lunch afterwards at the 110 Grill in Maynard. They did yet another birthday celebration for Joe Landry.
Yep. Did Wiggy remember the name on that one?
I think he did. I think he did. Food was great.
Really good.
Service was great. And 110 Grills definitely that location in Maynard and all of the 110 grills always step up and partner with us for veterans and lunch with a hero. So we thank them for that. All right, we are at Gillette Stadium. We will get to Courtney and today's news coming up next.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a Patriots Monday and a Mayo Monday. We are at Gillette Stadium. Gerard Mayo with us next hour. Tomorrow on this show, it is Ty Tuesday, Ty Law. At 9 tomorrow, Jones and Keefe coming up at 10. Actually, I may require Rich for the crossover today because of the, spoiler alert, final scene in the season finale of The Penguin last night. I won't say anything, Sean, but I need a little clarification based on something that Rich had told me, so maybe you could grab him for the crossover at 9:45.
Can do. I'm so shocked that you're all in on this prequel. Like, you used to mock all these things.
Never mind that. I am not a Marvel comic book movie person at all.
Is this DC Comics, not Marvel?
Okay, thank you. So I whatever caught my fancy. I think I may have been Wiggy or Rich who recommended it to me first, and it's a gangster genre drama.
Well, you are a gangstar.
But something that happened at the very end.
Now keep it between you and Rich.
Final scene has caused some concern when it comes to that very topic that you're talking about.
Okay, well, I'll avoid it.
Okay,
Greg,
seems
I
may have been right.
What right decision? Not to watch it?
No. Right to say maybe how they were going to leave you at the end.
Yes.
On Bullitt's life, how much money is left on the Van Leeuwen gift card?
Oh, there's probably some. I avoided it this weekend.
Okay, good job.
It's probably $30.
Okay, good. Wow. Making sure.
We went to an unbelievable place. I can't believe there's a place that I haven't been to in the city of Boston, but we went to walk Bullitt Saturday at the Dorchester Beach Reservation. Have you ever been there?
Dorchester Beach.
Curtis, you should go on your walk. It's awesome. It's like this little island thing right in Dorchester. Like if you're going down Morrissey Boulevard, you know where the Toyota dealer and the Honda dealer are.
Yep.
You drive right in there.
Huh.
And it's like this little island preserve place that I never had heard of or been to before.
Oh,
it was
nice.
Awesome.
Look at you getting out and about.
Oh, yeah. Got a good 1 to 10 steps in. It was great. All right. Let's get to this.
It's time for...
But Arnold Palmer was all man. And I say that in all due respect to women, and I love women. This is a guy that was all man.
The news.
And I refuse to say it, but when... He took showers with the other pros. They came out of there. They said, oh, my God.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
Why do we have to be nude, though?
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health. With 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com on WEEI.
What do you think they would say if I stood up and I walked away?
Well, there was a crazy scene outside of South Station on Friday. A big flying piece of metal landed right outside. And now the MBTA has said that it does not belong to them. Obviously.
Would you expect that they would take ownership on anything that goes wrong?
No. But okay. Back in March, we can remember the construction going on above South Station when a beam fell down, crashing into a window, sending glass falling down. They are saying that none of the construction around was to blame for this giant flying piece of metal. We can hear from a witness speaking to BZ.
And I heard this loud bang. And then when I looked up, I saw this piece of huge metal come flying down. And all I could have said was, run, everybody, run. It was probably almost the size of an average door. It's a heavy, thick piece of metal. Someone could have been killed today.
Wow. Yeah, they're very lucky. Lucky. So they're investigating where it came from.
Well, wouldn't it just be from the construction right above?
They're saying that it was not.
So it was just a run-by door flying through the air?
A flying hunk of metal.
Doors. Yep.
Yeah. Probably from a passing UFO or something, maybe. Yeah.
And FEMA has confirmed that they have fired the employee who told workers not to help people in Florida with Trump signs. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell released a statement saying, quote, "This is a clear violation of FEMA's core values and principles to help people regardless of their political affiliations."
Yeah. I talk about being triggered. Like, your job, she was a supervisor.
Jeez.
And she told her staff, don't respond to help people if they have a Trump sign on their lawn.
I get criticized for being somewhat conspiratorial, but
yes, you are.
Could you imagine how much coverage this would be getting if it was the other way around?
Yeah.
It would be the front page. There would literally be Good Morning America, wherever this was in Florida today, broadcasting live.
Yeah.
But it only matters if it's one way.
Yeah. Oh, it's interesting.
Do you disagree? Wouldn't it be the biggest story in the country?
Yes, it's really bad.
Certainly.
Yep.
Yeah.
More than a dozen packages were found along the streets in the woods of Duxbury and Kingston. Officials say they were thrown from disgruntled shipping employees.
Oh. This is the worst time of the year for them.
It is.
You need to have compassion
yep.
for the UPS people and the FedEx people.
Rob on a golf course.
And so
you should leave snacks at your front door. We do that at our building.
You do?
Yeah, all snacks right. and little waters.
I feel like that wouldn't get to the intended people.
Is that kind of douchey, though? Like, doesn't that feel like, oh, look, there's a Rolo.
Yeah. No, we leave, like, little bags of, you know, pretzels and
peasant,
stuff.
Here's a water.
No, that's not it. It's just
okay.
It's
I used the rest for Harry.
Is that in lieu of a tip?
Right. Yeah.
No, it's like for our the FedEx UPS guys and women.
I feel like they'd prefer a tip.
Right. Why not leave an envelope with money?
I don't because they're very busy at that. If they're parched, we leave out water. I thought it was nice.
So this anyways. Is like they were frustrated with the amount of packages, so they just threw them in the woods.
Well, it's not even that. Because Kingston police say that the packages were from a company called On Track, and more than one worker had quit that day. Oh. So I think that they were on their way out when they started doing this. Here's Kaylin Andrews of Duxbury on BZ.
I had heard that it was a employee that kind of just was having a bad day, I guess, and threw these poor people's packages all around town in just random locations.
They tracked all the packages down and they were getting to where they needed to get. So
take it out on my packages. Take it out on like the truck or something.
Let's go to Florida.
And now
it's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of
Come to Miami,
Florida.
Florida,
not like the rest of us.
The people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns.
On WEEI.
Oh, they don't close Florida.
Well, we love when we go to Polk County for a story. There was a massage parlor sting called Operation Skin So Soft.
All right.
Okay. 20 massage therapists were accused with offering sex acts to undercover detectives. And as always, when we go to Polk County, we can hear from our favorite sheriff, Grady Judd.
The undercover would say, no, 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 just a massage. So on three different occasions, she continued to try to come back and upcharge him to engage in sex. She stood in front of the door so he couldn't leave. And then she tried to hold him down. This is a big undercover detective. And she might have been 5 foot tall. She wasn't as big as a popcorn fart. And she was trying to hold this man down. A word to the wise. If you don't want to get arrested and have your picture up here on a skin so soft bulletin board, don't do it. Next time, it can be the customers.
Mm-hmm. I feel like there must be a lot of volunteers when it comes to the undercover sting at the massage parlor.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like a lot of the fellas are probably like, yeah, all right, fine. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I have to take it, I'll take it.
Sometimes they might have to go deep on the cover.
Yeah.
And kind of in the same breath, Pornhub has released the top searches during the election season, according to each state.
Oh.
Now, this is interesting. Let's start local. Massachusetts top search was huge boobs.
Huge boobs.
Huge boobs.
Okay. Save that.
Did your picture in the bathtub come up?
Nope.
All right.
That was taken down. Okay. Rhode Island was freedom.
Freedom.
Yep.
All right.
New Hampshire was age gap.
Oh, New Hampshire. Yeah. They're into the age gap.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't believe I can say Maine's.
Okay.
So I'll give you an abbreviation. They had a A to M search.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. You just said it, but yeah, okay.
Vermont searched best friend.
All right.
What?
Yep.
Vermont best likes the friend.
Best friend. Okay. Now, this was interesting. This caught my eye. Connecticut lactating.
Oh, wow.
They were searching for lactating.
Really?
And would anybody like to guess what Florida's number one search was on Pornhub during election season?
I would say
Hannity.
Election season, Florida.
Huge boobs.
Mar-a-Lago?
But you're getting close.
Okay.
I don't know.
MAGA.
MAGA was, porn. Is there such thing porn. As there's MAGA porn?
Oh, damn right.
Definitely is.
Yep. All right.
Yep.
Sign me up.
So that was the number one search.
Yeah.
All right.
Very interesting. Okay. Lactating in Connecticut, though. Yeah. Like, that's me.
That's interesting right there.
Kate Winslet has added some intrigue to one of the most perplexing plot twists of all time on film. The question of...
This is extraordinary that she has cleared this up a little bit.
Yes.
I think.
Yep.
But go ahead. Yeah, the question
The question is... Could Jack have fit on the door that
It seemed like he could have.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, she was lying there. I get it. She's passed out. She wakes up. I mean, I feel like Jack could have gotten onto the door. There, it seemed like there was enough room.
Tons of room.
On the door.
Yes.
But
she's saying what the object she was laying on was not, though. Here's what she had to say.
What I will say that's really interesting is that people keep referring to it as a door. It actually wasn't even a door. It's a piece of banister, like stairway or something, that has broken off. Who knows? Who knows if he could have fitted on there or not? I honestly don't have any insights here that anyone else hasn't already tried to figure out.
Okay, so maybe if it was a piece of banister, he would have dragged her down with him.
Right.
How about try it out and see if it works?
You can't risk that because then it starts to flop and move in the waves.
But what about the I'll never let go?
Right.
Because you're already on whatever the hell it is, and you tell the guy, I'm never going to let go.
Right, and then you let go.
Then you let go. Yeah. So it doesn't matter what the object she's resting on.
Jack deserved better.
Totally.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Of course he did.
That's what he deserved better.
He did all the work. I mean, he painted and everything.
Well, them two should have snuck on a raft.
But if it was if a door has the surface area to float.
Mm-hmm. The buoyancy, if you will.
With the two of them on there. If it's a piece of banister, then maybe she gets a pass. Mm. Maybe.
Maybe.
To go back and rewatch it now.
Maybe.
Now, there's a couple in the news in Utah that's quite interesting. Jenna and Mitchell Brotherson were dating when Jenna broke up with him. Very sad. But then Mitchell suffered a serious concussion while skiing. Mm. After the concussion, he did not remember the breakup.
Of course.
Oh, wow. At all.
At all.
Didn't remember anything.
Nope.
Okay.
Good and movie, by the way.
Then Jenna decided, wait, I may have screwed up. I actually don't think I should be broken up with him. And they lived happily ever after.
Wow.
We can hear from Jenna telling the story.
Okay.
This poor guy goes skiing, which he loves, and he hit his head, got a really bad concussion, and he didn't remember that I broke up with him. Then I chat with him. I am so sorry I broke up with you. I've had time thinking about it, and you've just been so awesome. I want to get back together. And come to find out, concussion was really bad. He didn't remember us breaking up. So he just thought that we were still dating and that I just was not messaging him that often or something. We got back together, and then 7 months after that we got married, and we've been married for 4 years since then, and it's been so much fun.
Wait a minute.
I love it.
Fraudulent. She dumped him and the guy doesn't know. He still doesn't know that she dumped him, and she got him back that snake.
I would say CTE, bringing love, not something we would always think of, but she's kind of fraudulent there.
She is.
Yeah.
She realized she made a mistake, and then, you know,
okay, that's the way it always goes. Too bad.
Right.
That's, you guys are so wishy-washy. That's the problem. Mm. In this case, she realized what she had lost, and she had the benefit of the guy not remembering when she dumped his ass.
Yeah.
He must have got a promotion or something.
That's true.
Wait a second.
I got a settlement.
From the accountant.
Greg, question for you. Have you seen the movie Big Sick? I think it's what it's called, The Comedian. And it's a true story. And the girl he starts dating gets incredibly sick. She gets this like awful infection.
No.
And he's with her, and she like keeps trying to get rid of him, and doesn't remember. It's very similar in a different way to this story as well. It's a great movie if you haven't seen it.
It is.
not quite, but it is really good. I liked it a lot. If you're looking for something to watch, Big Sick.
Okay. Anything else?
That's it for the news.
All right. Excellent. No. Excellent. No. Thank you, Courtney.
Thank you.
We are at Gillette Stadium. It is a victory Monday. Patriots 19, Bears 3. We will talk to Gerard Mayo coming up next hour. And a quick reminder that you can watch Gerard Mayo on this show this morning on Twitch or on YouTube. You can stream Gerard Mayo on WEEI.com. And you can download the Odyssey app and listen to Gerard Mayo on the Odyssey app coming up at about 9:15. Gerard Mayo, post-game on sitting Kendrick Bourne yesterday, I guess. I'm gathering to take a look at the young wide receivers and see what you got. And maybe a positive is that if that had happened a few weeks ago, then there would have been some grumbling publicly or on social media about it from Kendrick Bourne, and maybe that has changed when it comes to that wide receiver room on this team.
Maybe Drake May's leadership role that he's sort of slowly and methodically gotten into now through four or five starts has created the peace and prevented those from speaking out against him. I mean, I think when you have a strong quarterback, whether it's Mahomes or Lamar Jackson or whomever, that there's guys that sort of have to fall in line. And if the quarterback does take control of the huddle, then those that aren't being as active in the offense may take a backseat.
Right, and there should be no complaining. If you're one of the wide receivers on this roster and you don't play, that's on you. Because there's plenty of opportunity that each guy has been given to kind of show that they should be the guy. And the depth chart or playing time is based on how you perform in games and in practice. And so clearly, if you're getting an opportunity, and whether it's Kendrick Bourne or Jalen Polk or K.J. Osborne, if you're not performing, then they're going to try to put the best guys out there that do produce the most, and that's kind of what we're seeing. I don't think it's like a young guy thing. I think it's just the lack of nobody basically taking the bull by the horns.
Nobody stood out in your mind.
No, like, I mean, who really has?
A clear one.
Yeah, who has? Like, if you think about it, is there one wide receiver?
Minus Hunter Henry. Like, you're not including him in
that. No, like, yeah, minus, like, Henry, you know, like, it's kind of like you know what he is. But when you think the wide receiver core, who's the guy that you go, okay, like, we should be getting him the football? I don't think it's anybody.
Yeah.
Don't you think there was a reality check, though, at some point? Like, because it has gotten very quiet on the player front. From where they were 3 weeks ago to now, whether it's the defense or the receivers, like the receivers were a bunch of crybabies for a little bit.
Well, yeah, Gerard Mayo's going to tell you, I think that winning is what fixed that.
But I think it is. Winning, it's simple. I mean, it's a little too simple, but it's true. I mean, the reason why there were so many egos that, whether it's Kansas City or the Patriots before them, that fall in line, it's because if you're all going to get a ring at the end of it, it's easier to subjugate your ego and your personal stats. What this team was a total disaster. I mean, let's go back 3 weeks to the day after the London game. And what was said that week, rightfully so, about this organization, about Mayo losing control, and what they've been able to do is pair the wins with sort of a quieting of everything else around it. Because there was legitimate thought and speculation about Mayo surviving the year when there was the mutiny, and then there was the we were soft, but I didn't mean we were soft, and then they beat the Jets, thank God for Aaron Rodgers. But, I mean, it was really sort of on a very delicate place at that point.
But Mayo said right here sitting next to us, he said, if you're going to talk the talk, walk the walk.
Right.
And what that tells me is that every guy is getting an opportunity. I guarantee if you go look at their snap count, every guy has been given a good opportunity for numbers out there. Whether it was Jalen Polk at one point, you got to be able to make the plays. And so right now, when you think about the guy who's probably making the most plays on this football team other than Hunter Henry, at the wide receiver position, it's either Keyshawn Booty or Pop Douglas.
Speaking of Mahomes, is that mic'd up audio that's floating around legit?
I don't know. The one where he says, let me know if they're close or something.
Yeah, about the defender to the ref.
Be careful. These AI,
they sound so good.
I will say this. Did you see the one pregame when Mahomes was at the coffee shop with Sweeney and Neely?
No, I didn't see that. Did the picture look legit?
I tweeted it. I thought it was real. So far be it from me. No, it's so amazing, the Chiefs. Like, I jinxed it. So Ken and I on Saturday were talking, and Courtney on Friday, about the Broncos being a dark horse.
Yeah.
And Ken and I kind of danced around it, and I sent Ken a text right before the field goal. I'm like, we're such losers. Like, we could have just said it, and then they get it blocked, and Ken's like, good thing we didn't, you know. Yeah. But that was shocking.
How many times did Mahomes get sacked yesterday, though? Like, four?
I didn't see the whole game, but I saw the end, and it was – I just thought for sure that was finally it. And it's kind of good news because they're getting close to the 21 straight record the Patriots had between 03 and 04, most consecutive wins back-to-back seasons. And that would have been a game had they lost that. And then they have the Bills this Sunday in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. Buffalo would then be, due to the tiebreak, the number one seed. And now it looks like the Chiefs are just going to
roll. Yeah, that's a good game.
Yeah.
So is that Steelers-Ravens this week, Sean?
I believe so, yeah, which is going to be awesome. I mean, we also get Commanders-Eagles on Thursday night.
Yeah,
back-to-back awesome
slate.
Thursday night games.
Yeah. I think with Kansas City, like you watch that game and one of my parlays, I had bet for Denver to win. I was like, all right, I'll just take the underdog.
One of your 70 parlays.
Hey, listen, you got, in order to hit a lick, you got to be in the game.
You have yet to hit on
that's
one.
That's all right, though. That's what's going to come. When I do hit that lick, it's going to be a nice one.
Yep.
And the thing about Kansas City is always having Mahomes will just put you in a position where he'll make enough plays at some point in the game, especially at the end of the game, to be able to put you in a position to be like, he has that Brady it factor in a different way because they're like, you know, physical skill sets are completely different. But when you have guys like that, it's very similar to like Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. When you have those type of guys, they're always going to be able to pull a rabbit out of the hat. And Kansas, and Denver had the chance, right?
Yep.
Denver has a great opportunity, and the field goal gets blocked. But
so annoying.
Well, it is a Patriots Monday. We're at Gillette Stadium awaiting Gerard Mayo. He will join us shortly. It's also Veterans Day, and I want to thank those of you who have served or are serving this country. We appreciate that. Curtis, your date to 80 for Brady, Myrna, called in this morning and shared that the Globe has a feature today on our guy, Joe Landry.
Oh, awesome.
If you want to read more about Joe Landry, who was on this show Friday, you do that there. I would, if you miss Joe on Friday, then go back on the app or go back on the stream, just rewind and listen to that 15 or 20 minutes with Joe Landry on Friday. It's a great thing to listen to today, and we will be right back.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.